Time now for our student athlete spotlight presented by Freeman Webb, Nolensville coach Paul Derrick, and our athlete Tim Kutras, wide receiver, defensive back at Nolensville High. Craig?
Absolutely, Greg. 6'2", 190, going into Thursday night's game against Glencliff, had 24 receptions for 493 yards and 7 touchdowns. Defensively, has recorded 25 tackles, 3 tackles for loss, 3 forced fumbles, 6 interceptions. As a junior, selected as the Athlete of the Year in Region 4, also named to the Tennessee's All-Mid-State team and All-Williamson County team on both sides. You know, last year he had a monster year, too. Had 8 interceptions last year, so a ball hawk on defense. As Greg mentioned, committed to Liberty, spurning offers from UT Martin, ETSU, Eastern Illinois, and Tennessee Tech.
Yeah, Liberty, an FBS independent, so headed that way. We'll hook up with Tim Kutras in a minute, but in the meantime, let's bring in Nolensville coach Paul Derrick. Good morning, Coach. How you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
Well, I'd be doing pretty good if I was 7-0.
Yeah. Tell me how that feels, though, Paul.
Definitely helps. No, it feels great to be 7-0. You know, I'm very, very proud of our staff, our kids, our community. It's just been a special ride so far, so hopefully we can keep it going.
Paul, correct me if I'm wrong, this is your second year out at Nolensville, correct?
Second year as the head coach. I've been there since the school opened.
Okay. Oh, okay. Tell us a little bit about Tim, how it's like coaching a 6'2", 190-pound DB and wide receiver going both ways. Of course, you know he's an athlete, and that's why he's going both ways.
Yeah, I mean, Tim's just a really good football player. I've said it before, he's kind of one of those guys you don't try to coach too much because, you know, he's so active and he's so productive. He's done a phenomenal job for us since he's been at Nolensville, but, you know, especially this year, you know, making the transition from corner to safety, you know, that's kind of the quarterback of our defense, and we felt like, you know, we needed somebody that you know, could get us lined up and make all the calls and checks, and, you know, Tim definitely, you know, can do that. And then you add his athleticism and his ball hawking and playmaking ability. It's just been a good matchup for us. And, you know, just, again, proud of him and what he's done for us on the defensive side of the ball. And then offensively, I mean, he's, you know, a really good receiver, runs great routes, you know, has big play capability, good ball skills. So, you know, just very, very pleased with what he's done this year and proud of the year he's having.
Paul, Craig Ladd, talk about, I guess, Tim, obviously the last name, Kutras, you know, if you've been around here, you obviously, that just has a little ding in the brain going, oh, okay. But I guess talk about a kid that, I'll say, doesn't have all the stars by his name or anything like that, but this kid is just, he's a ball player.
Yeah, I mean, he's just a really, really good football player. And, you know, I don't want to speak for Tim, but I think not having those stars by his name kind of has a chip on his shoulder, and that's the way he plays the game. And, you know, he plays hard. And, you know, I've never been around a kid that wants to dominate a football game kind of like Tim Kutras does every week. So, again, he's just a really good football player, man.
Nick Kutras is the grandfather of Tim Kutras. That's what you mentioned a minute ago with that last name. Of course, the legendary coach at Overton High School. Everything's named over them in football over there as well. And Paul Derrick, I think you have a last name of note as well.
You think? Hey, Paul, tell me what it's like. You know, you said you've been there since the school was open and the school started. And you've added a grade each year, and now you've been, you know, you're playing in your region, and you're in the playoffs about every year. And I know you got more than just one player out there. And Tim, tell us a little bit more about your program.
We've got a few really good players, and man, we got really good kids. We got really good support from our community and from our administration. You know, it's been something new, obviously, coming over there and starting a program from scratch. And then, you know, I was an assistant when I came over, and then, you know, got the opportunity to be the head coach. So it's kind of been a very, very unique situation, a very unique experience for me, but it's been fun, and it's been something that I'm enjoying, and I'm just very, very proud of our kids, our community, and everybody that's been involved with our program to get to where we're at 7-0, and, you know, hopefully we can keep it going.
Paul, we talked about Tim deciding to go to Liberty, mm-hmm. and, you know, over the teams I mentioned, UT Martin, ETSU, Eastern Illinois, and Tennessee Tech. I mean, what I'm sure you've been a part of the coaches coming in and asking you about Tim. I guess talk about what he really liked about Liberty.
Yeah, so he went up there for a camp, and I think he had a really good camp up there, and just kind of hit it off with those coaches, and really really liked the campus. And you know, I say it all the time in the recruiting process, you can get recruited by all these schools, but until you actually go put your feet, on that campus and see what it's like, you're never really going to know exactly what the best fit is for you. And I think that was the case for Tim. He just went up there and felt really good about it, just felt like home, and decided to commit to Liberty. And, they're getting a really good football player out of it. So, very, very happy for him and happy for Liberty as well.
And tell us about the rest of the season. What coming up with Franklin, and what do you have coming up left?
Yeah, we have Maplewood next week, and
okay.
Then we go to Franklin,
all right.
And then we go to Marshall County the last game of the year.
All right, so still some work to do. Yeah,
a challenging stretch coming up for the Nolensville Knights for sure.
Nolensville Knights coach Paul Derrick with us as well, with us this morning. And just looking, and you brought it up, just how quickly this program got successful. And it just shows you a lot of it, just the growth, obviously, of Williamson, Rutherford. You're seeing them. It seems like there's a new high school coming on just about every week. And going through that process, you get to do the things you want to do, and then you follow in the footsteps there in your second year. But it just seems that it got good fast. Is that fair?
Yeah, I guess you could say that. There's definitely been some challenges along the way that we've had to overcome, but we have had success. That first year we made the playoffs without that senior class, when Coach Hester was still the head coach, and we only won four games that year, but we're able to win the right games to get in the playoffs. And I think it just kind of snowballed from there. The kids got a taste of it, and it just kind of kept on rolling from there. So that's what we're trying to do, man. We're just trying to keep doing the right things, work hard, and hopefully keep having the success we've been having. It's not, I tell the kids all the time, it's not a continuum. You got to work to do it. So nothing just happens. You just got to stay the course and trust the process, and that's what we're trying to do.
Hey, Paul, I got to ask you this question. I couldn't let you go if I didn't. I got a buddy of mine. Is he still coaching your middle school out there in Coach Aid Lot?
He is, yes, sir.
Oh, my goodness. How are you putting up with him this long?
Hey, man, I'll tell you what, he's been a blessing, man. Coach A is an awesome, awesome guy, phenomenal coach. Being a second-year head coach, a young head coach, having him right across the street, being able to, bounce things off of him, ideas or, situations come up, and definitely he's been a great resource for me. So we're lucky to have him at Mill Creek.
Yeah, he's a good one. Tell him I say hello.
I will do it, man.
Hey, congratulations on the start. Complete the business, and good luck in the playoffs. We appreciate it, and congratulations to Tim as well. We appreciate you joining us this morning, Coach.
Thank you guys for having me. Appreciate it.